The Little Girl and the Star. Our story begins a very, very long time ago with a young girl. One day, this girl spotted a rusted spaceship holding a small star child. "What's your name? Are you lost?" the girl asked the star child. "I'm Luma, and I'm waiting for Mama. She's coming for me on a comet," said the star child. "Don't worry, I'll wait with you," the little girl promised Luma. At nightfall, the little girl borrowed her father's telescope and peered into the sky, but she saw nothing. Finally, the little girl sighed and said, "If we stay here looking much longer, I'll be an old lady soon." But then she had an idea. "Why don't we go out there and find your mother ourselves?" The little girl and Luma fixed up the rusty spaceship, and then the two set sail into the starry sky. Long, I would have packed more jam," muttered the little girl above the rumble of her belly. At this, Luma burst into gales of laughter. "As long as I have these star bits, I'll be fine," said Luma. "Want some?" The star bits tasted like honey. Asked her mother's retreating back. Without turning, her mother replied, "Don't fret, dearest. I'm not going anywhere. I'm always watching over you, like the sun in the day and the moon in the night." A wave of sadness washed over the girl. "What about when it rains and I can't see the sun or the moon?" "Then I will turn into a star in the clouds and wait for your tears to dry." As she awoke, the girl's face was damp with tears. "You have star bits in your eyes," said Luma to the girl. "These are tears, not star bits. I'm crying because I'll never see my mother ever again." The Lumas didn't know what to do. "I want to go home," said the girl. "I want to see my mother." The girl was shouting now, her face wet with tears. Luma drew close and tried to comfort her. "You still have me, and don't be sad about your mama, because she's a part of you. That means she's always close by." "No, no," the girl said, unable to stop the tears. A lonely look flickered across Luma's face, but it was soon replaced by a wide grin. "I have an idea." With that, Luma, trailing bands of light, soared high into the sky and just as quickly started to plummet back down. Kaboom! Kablam! The ground shook and a bright light poured out of the crater that the Luma had created. The bands of light twisted together to form a comet tail, and then Luma emerged, reborn as a comet, and many other Lumas too. The girl could scarcely believe her eyes. "But how?" she kept asking. "Our destiny as Lumas is to transform into different things," said a red Luma who had suddenly appeared. "Stars, comets, planets, we can be all these things. When I grow up, I want to become a star that makes someone special smile," said a green Luma. "That Luma turned into a real cutie of a comet, didn't he?" All the Lumas together said, "No more crying." "Thank you," said the girl in a whisper, and she pulled the Lumas close and hugged them. As she watched the Lumas scurry about, the girl smiled and thought to herself, This is my family now, and I will stay with them until they're ready to leave the nest. And when they do leave, I'll wave them goodbye with a smile. Wherever life may take you, I know you'll go far. But rest is important for every good star. Be careful not to burn out, however things may turn out. I'll wave you goodbye with a smile.